forward, dedicate just a little of your time to be a thinking theologian and to establish in your own life what has already been established by Jesus Christ, His apostles, and the New Testament writers. EAH text. And so, the challenge is set forth. Biblical interpretation, done incorrectly or sloppily, results in error and false doctrine. This book offers an open door to the consideration of biblical interpretation. A careful reading will supply the student, and we are all students, with a start toward considering, or further considering, this much-needed arena of study. Some books may be read for entertainment. Some books may be consumed for information and knowledge. Some books are absorbed for inspiration and challenge. Then there may be a book or two along the way that demands the reader seriously consider his direction and actions. Occasionally, there may be a book that invites consideration of one's principles and the basis one has used for his approach to life and God's kingdom. A book that invites an inward look at biases, leanings, and prejudices. The present book fits into the last category. The principles and posits offered in this book will serve a serious reader and student with much material for serious consideration of not only proper scriptural study and consideration, but also serious contemplation of the inner motivations of one's thought process. If prayerfully and carefully read and pondered, this book can be a tool to open new and transforming vistas. I encourage you to absorb and consider as you read the material presented here. Elder Galen Gregg.